KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have a cloudy sky. It's currently 39 degrees. We look for cloudy skies today with a chance for light drizzle, becoming mixed precipitation, and then changing over to all light snow. High early around 40, which we've already seen. Temperatures are expected to drop slowly into the upper 20s by sunset. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa for the best hardware with over 75 years. A reminder that a winter weather advisory is in effect for parts of our listing area. The advisory is in effect currently until 9 p.m. for Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Harrison, Monona, and Shelby counties, and then from noon today until 9 p.m. for Pottawatomie, Mills, and Fremont counties as the storm system makes its way through. You can expect freezing drizzle and mixed precipitation to result in difficult travel conditions. Total snow accumulations of up to 1 inch and ice accumulations of up to 1/10 of an inch are possible, and the ice, of course, would result in very slippery conditions for you on sidewalks, roads, and bridges, including during the evening commute. Be prepared for some reduced visibilities at time as well. Be sure to slow down and use caution while driving. In local news, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening paid recognition to a couple of members of the AHS Trojans cross-country team, Taylor McCready and Jalen Peterson. Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Summers asked Coach Dan Vargason to talk about their performances.
So we had 2 state qualifiers. We had about 35 runners out for our program. Jalen qualified on the boys' side, finished 67th place. About 140 boys, very tough competition. Taylor, and he's a junior, by the way. Taylor is a freshman. She qualified, finished 20th in the state, about 5 seconds from being top 15. So we have good program coming back, and they both ran very well at the state meet this season.
In other business, the council discussed with Snyder & Associates engineer Dave Sturm the community beautification project as proposed by ISU intern Matt Eichel. A beautification committee proposed Snyder's handle the technical aspects of the executing the project. Sturm has said the agreement as proposed would include wayfinding signage, a clock tower, and a fountain at the northwest corner of 7th and Olive, along with the corridor lighting pole modifications and banners.
The services would include preliminary design, Iowa DOT coordination, because a lot of these improvements are going to have permits and be coordinated through the DOT, as well as final design, bid, and obtaining competitive quotes for the items that we do proceed with, and then as well as construction services, our typical full service for the project.
Altogether, the bill would come to $39,000 for those services. Councilman Dana Halder said he and Councilman Gerald Brink had been left out of the loop on the scope of the project, and both were on the beautification committee, and nothing has been pared down from the original plan or discussed to a consensus.
I'm not at all happy with nothing against Snyder & Associates, but I don't know that we need to spend $39,000 on some of these things that we can do ourselves. And I thought we had axed this clock tower, and that continues to be in there. And I've had several ideas from different people as far as what can be done with 7th and Olive. And I just think we need to back up and look at this a little bit and maybe get a little more concrete on the plans is what we want to do.
He said also there are some issues with the lot at 7th and Olive that need to be addressed, including the need for a survey team to come out and determine the property lines. Halder said there needs to be some meetings on what really needs to take place and discussion on who will be responsible for mowing, leaves, and weeds. Nick Harris, who was on the beautification committee, said he welcomes the council to attend their meetings and work with the committee and Snyder's Tim Tighe to revise the plans and clarify the action to be taken. In other business, the Atlantic City Council approved by a vote of 4-2 with councilperson Ashley Hayes absent, the awarding of a contract to Howery Construction in the amount of $98,350 for work on the concrete 1,300-foot-long, 8-foot-wide AMU Wellfield Trailhead Project. AMU will utilize the city's Access to Transportation Alternatives Program grant to help fund the construction. Councilman Jimerson and Cassidy voted against the award. The council was also introduced last night to new Atlantic Library Director Michelle Anderson, and she spoke about her background, plans, and family.
I've now been on the job for 3 days. I come from North Central Iowa. I've been library director at a small library in Steamboat Rock for about a year and a half. And prior to that, I had experience at 2 academic libraries as well as serving on the library board for a community about this size in upstate New York, where I was board president for 4 years out of the 6 years I served. So I've got some extensive board experience and some administrative experience, and I'm looking forward to being here.
And the oath of office was administered last night to Mayor Dave Jones by City Clerk Barb Barrick. Jones then administered the oath to Councilperson Summers, Cassidy, and Brink, all of whom won re-election this past November. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday morning heard from Joel Dirks with West Central Community Action, or WCCA, which serves Cass and nine other counties in the area. Dirks requested $4,000 in county funding for their services, the same amount as last year. The board took the request under advisement for when they begin working on the budget. Those funds are used to provide local match support required by some federal programs they use, and they would provide financial assistance for clients, but by no means would they pay for program delivery costs or administrative costs, which this past year amounted to more than $278,000. The county's funds would assist in supporting West Central's efforts to maintain a safe and affordable space for their dual outreach centers, and Dirk says their goal is to maintain a reserve fund for operating capital, which allows them to cash flow their operations until federal and state funding partners reimburse the agency for work completed on their grants and contracts. Among the services that WCCA provides to its clients here in Cass County is Head Start, Child Care Resource and Referral, Early Childhood Iowa Areas, and the Child and Adult Care Food Program, Weatherization of Low-Income Homes, Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, the Senior Employment Program, Family Development and Self-Sufficiency, and Women, Infants, and Children's Program. Dirk says West Central Community Action programs are important alternatives to the County General Relief Program in meeting the citizens' needs. Without the county support, he said, the savings generated from the West Central Community Action would be in jeopardy. He reported to the board that 646 households and 1,594 individuals were served during the fiscal year 2017 here in Cass County. The county received more than $1.3 million worth of direct in-client program services for a total of $1.66 million in services provided by West Central Community Action. A longtime Davenport charity is closing after losing funding and struggling to resolve questions about mismanaging funds. The United Neighbors Incorporated's board announced on Wednesday that the social service agency would close in Davenport. United Neighbors has been struggling for more than a year since it's fired its former executive director and three staff members. Questions about spending prompted the Iowa Finance Authority to suspend funding and demand repayment of $235,600 in grants for rental assistance. United Neighbors traces its roots back to a related organization that started in Davenport back in 1911. The head of the Iowa Department of Human Services says the state has the ability to fund federal Children's Health Insurance Program, also known as CHIP, into April. DHS Director Jerry Foxhoven says he thinks CHIP will be reauthorized, but he also notes Congress has been unpredictable.
We have to, you know, hope for the best but prepare for the worst, and so we're trying to develop some contingency plans just in case.
Congress has yet to renew federal funding for the program, which in Iowa is called Hawkeye. That stands for Healthy and Well Kids in Iowa. It provides health insurance for about 60,000 kids from low and moderate income families in the state. Foxhoven admits his agency is not far along in developing a plan should funding not be restored.
But it'll be a challenge. There's no question it will be a challenge to deal with that if it is not reauthorized. It's a lot of kids.
Federal funding for CHIP expired at the end of September. Some states are warning families they may have to end the program soon. And some Republicans in the Iowa legislature have said it's time to end state payments to cities, counties, and school districts that cover a decline in commercial property tax revenue. But Governor Kim Reynolds is reluctant to break that promise.
That's not a priority of mine to do anything with that right now. That is a promise that we made to them.
The annual payments were set up in 2013 when the legislature and Governor Terry Branstad acted to cut commercial property taxes rates by 10%. Reynolds is open to discussing changes in the future as part of a larger tax reform package, but she says local officials need to be a part of the negotiations.
I want them at the table. I want them to be a part of that discussion. But I'm not going to, you know, we've promised them that, and I don't think we should go back and take away something that we promised mid-year. I just don't think that's fair to them.
The state is scheduled this year to pay more than $150 million to account for lower commercial property tax payments to local governments. Without that money from the state, local officials say cities, counties, and school districts would be forced to make budget cuts or raise local property taxes. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.